This is a summary of the book From Debt to Zero, written by Camilo Rodriguez, The Proven Mortgage Payoff Framework for Building Wealth. I have been asked several times why I wrote this book. And what I realized after doing 2 decades of doing mortgages is that I realized that even though rates were like 1 or 2% a few years back, even at those low rates, banks did so much money. So I was thinking, how come a product which price goes rock bottom, like 1%, that's the money that the bank earned, the interest rate for your mortgage, even at those low rates, the banks were able to keep increasing their profits. That really made me think. And what I decided to do is I went deep and tried to understand in the context of mortgages, how banks made money. And if you understand how banks make money from mortgages and they extract profits for themselves, which is coming from families and businesses in Canada, this book is specifically for Canada, then if I were able to understand that, then I can reverse engineer the process and show to a father or a mother who are working really hard what is going on behind the scenes so they can take action and revert those profits or reclaim those profits back to them, which in turn will become their own savings and their own net worth. So that is the whole premise of the book, reverse engineering bank profits to reclaim money for families so they can pay off their mortgage faster and reduce the number of years that they have to basically pay the loan. Okay, so I'm going to summarize my framework and the steps and the chapters. Number one, so the first chapter I talk about the mind shift from mortgage rate to cost of borrowing. So basically, people just take the oversimplistic idea that if they get a low rate, then the mortgage problem is solved. And what I'm going to show you in this book is that that is not the case, because even though most Canadians have had very low rates for too long, they're overpaying on their mortgage, even at the low rates that they can negotiate with the bank. Even at those rates, you go shopping online and everything and you get the lowest rate, and everybody brags about getting the lowest rate. Even at those lowest rates, they end up overpaying on the mortgage by tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I just want you to make a mindset shift from mortgage rate alone to the cost of borrowing. What is the cost of borrowing, or cost of credit? It's the same term. Banks use both terms at the same time or in the same way. The cost of borrowing or the cost of credit is basically when you're making a payment on a mortgage, you know that payment has principal and interest. Add up all the interest portion of those payments. Add them up in a spreadsheet. Add them up. And when you add all the interest that you're paying the bank over the 25 or 30 years, so whatever year you pay off your mortgage, that is your cost of credit. So my recommendation is instead of just thinking about the mortgage rate, optimize for the cost of credit, not optimizing for the interest rate. Cost of credit is the actual dollars that leave your family and become profits for the banks. Now, the second chapter is the price of following the crowd. The price of following the crowd is we are brainwashed to follow the crowd. It's something that human beings, we are prone to. If everybody's doing it, you do it. If nobody's doing it, you feel it's risky. Okay, so the price of following the crowd means that if you only think about the mortgage interest rate, you're following the crowd. And I think no, I am sure you will overpay on your mortgage. So think different. And the way I'm asking you to think different, instead of think about the interest rate, think about one different number, which is the cost of credit, your own cost of credit for your home, for your principal residence, for your own mortgage. So that is the number that you have to optimize, not the mortgage rate. You have to optimize for the cost of credit. Number three is think different. Think different means, again, I just drill, if you don't understand what the problem is, then you will not be able to get the solution. So the problem is not the interest rate. If I get you a lower rate, you're not gonna save a lot of money. No, that's the end of it. The only way that I can get you to save a lot of money if I can convince you from somehow that you have to optimize for the cost of credit, which is the total interest that you're paying for your mortgage over the life of the loan, okay? The total amount of interest. And that's a different number. I just had a recent interview in a radio station in Toronto, and the person interviewing me we were talking about this, and I said, everybody knows their mortgage rate. Everybody knows them. Or they can go and find them really, really quickly, really fast. They go into their app and they find their mortgage rate, or they look at their statement. Nobody knows their cost of credit. I ask every single person, what is your cost of credit? They have no idea. They don't even know what I'm talking about. That's the problem. That's why you have to think different, which is number three. Think in terms of the cost of credit. And allow me to show you how to reverse engineer the process. Chapter number four is, it's called reverse engineering bank profits. So in reverse engineering bank profits, I introduce my framework, which is payoff, P-A-Y-O-F-F. So that's the framework. So I'm gonna, that's the how you do to reduce the cost of credit to the minimum possible for your situation. I introduce also the LAB number. LAB number is lifetime amortized borrowing cost. What that LAB number means is the first time you get introduced to this concept, you should go and calculate your cost of credit. Okay, so that's pretty simple. So let's say a $500,000 mortgage, your cost of credit, let's say $450,000. So that's your cost of credit. That's gonna cost you to pay off that $500,000 over 30 years, it's gonna cost you $450,000, okay? The LAB number, which I'm introducing in this chapter, is basically the lowest cost of credit that you can achieve given your financial situation. So if you run my framework, my payoff framework on your mortgage, you should get a LAB number way lower than $450,000. Let's say $400,000 or $350,000, sometimes $300,000. So that's immediately you can see what are the savings on your mortgage, okay? And I introduce another concept called a MAP, M-A-P, which is a mortgage analysis plan. So mortgage analysis plan is basically the plan to apply your payoff framework and reduce the cost of credit from what you have to the lowest LAB number possible. Okay, so it's the MAP is the plan to minimize your lifetime borrowing costs. Now, the fifth chapter, which is, I call it pinch the spread, starts to explain the payoff framework, okay? So chapter number five starts with pinch the spread, which is P of payoff. Pinch the spread means that most Canadians have some sort of savings or emergency fund in their savings account. So they just have it there because they have to have money, because if something happens, the refrigerator broke down or there's a car repair or whatever it is, and a health emergency or something, they've got to have some little bit of money set aside for a rainy day. So what banks do, and I'm starting to show how banks make profits, what banks do, they take that money. Okay, so John has $3,000, Mary has $50,000, another person has $20,000, and they add up all the bank's clients, and they have several hundreds, if not billions of dollars in savings. which they pay next to nothing, 1-2% interest. And they take that money and they convert it into a mortgage and lend it to the same people, okay? At what? At 4 or 5%. So they make a spread in between those two numbers. And that spread is the first profit that I identify that banks make millions of dollars. So what I'm asking you as reader of my book is to reclaim that and take that money and prepay your mortgage. Okay, so now your balance drops, and now let's say you prepaid it by $20,000. That $20,000, you're not paying interest, not that year, but every single year that your mortgage is in place. You're stopping to pay that interest and you're reclaiming those profits to you. So it's pinch the spread, which means reduce your mortgage balance and preserve an emergency plan just in case something happens. Okay, chapter number 6 is amortization compression. Amortization compression means that in Canada, people paid mortgages in 25, 30 years. In other countries, you see that people try to pay them down in 10 years or 15 years, okay? I was born in Colombia. That's what people try to do that. And a lot of, like in Mexico and other countries, because interest rates are really high, people really, really pay attention to this. Here, rates are not as high, and that's a big opportunity for banks because they're making tons of money. But you should achieve to do that, and I'll explain to you later today why you should do that. But in any case, amortization compression means that you know that from the payment, you pay very little principal and a lot of interest. So I show you how you can pay voluntarily more money to your principal to shorten the amortization and to shorten and to change that principal to payment ratio, the ratio of principal to payment. So more goes to principal than to interest. So when you do that, basically it reduces the cost of credit, it reduces the profit for the bank, and it shortens the total number of years that you're gonna be paying that mortgage. And all those savings get back to your bottom line, to your family, and to your net worth. So that's chapter 6, how to reduce the number of years, how to compress the amortization. So it's the A in the payoff framework. Chapter 7 is the Y in the payoff framework, which is your debt consolidation. Now, there's a lot of talks always about debt consolidation. People have debt and they have high credit interest cards and lines of credit and car loans, big payments. So they bundle everything up into a mortgage, and then the banker extends that for 25 or 30 years. And it does give you a relief on the short term. But as I explain sometimes, that's like sugar. It's like having a diet of sugar, because you have a very low payment because you consolidated all your debts. But now your cost of credit increases. So you're going to be paying way more money to the bank, because that car loan that you had to pay in 7 years, now it's extended to 25, because that credit card that you should pay every month is extended to 20 or 25 years. And it's exactly that, giving you sugar. So you know that you're getting a hit, you're feeling happy today, but your health is going downhill so fast that you don't even feel it, okay? People believe that if they consolidate debt, they will pay less interest. No, the cost of credit increases. The cost of credit, the cost of borrowing increases. Banks make more money consolidating your debt. Banks, listen to this. Banks make more money consolidating your debt. So my recommendation when people are consolidating debt is reclaim the savings to you. And I explained that chapter how you can do that. And basically it is to maintain the same cash flow, the interest that you're saving on the interest rate, put that down as principal. And that will actually save you quite a bit of money and reduce the cost of credit. And that is the third part in my framework, the Y in the payoff framework, okay? So is your debt consolidation done right? You have to do it the right way and not the wrong way. Chapter 8, tax optimization. Tax optimization, it's a little bit deeper because I'm using a part of the tax code. And again, I'm gonna full disclosure, I'm not an accountant, but I understand taxes, okay, or the tax code is a book that everybody should be aware of, the CRA tax code. And in that book, there has been a section that has never changed, okay? And people do not use it. People do not take advantage of it, okay? And in that book, if you read the tax code or you talk to your accountant, you can ask him the following question. If I borrow money, either in a mortgage or in a line of credit, or I just go and ask for a loan to the bank, and I borrow money, let's say I borrow $10,000, and I invest that money into something that produces income, revenue for me, okay? Is the interest on that loan tax deductible? And the answer should be yes. If you borrow money to pay off, if you borrow money to invest with the expectation of generating income, that should be tax deductible. Full disclosure, I'm not an accountant. I'm just quoting what the tax code reads and says, okay? So I use that same strategy in four ways, which I explain in my book, From Debt to Zero, in the chapter eight. The first one is called Conversion Lab. Conversion Lab means if you have investments that are non-registered, so non-RRSP, non-TFSA, you just have a portfolio of investments. A lot of people like to build wealth building a portfolio, okay? And you use that, you build that portfolio with savings, okay? If you run the Conversion Lab framework, which is take that, those investments, prepay your mortgage, reborrow the investments, follow the tax code, and invest them back again. What you're doing by following that process and not the one that you just did initially is that you're converting part of your mortgage, principal residence mortgage, into a tax deduction, similar to what you do, what happens in the States, that you can deduct part of the interest in a home mortgage on your tax return. In Canada, you cannot do that unless you intentionally apply the Conversion Lab strategy. There's a second one that use the same tax code, which is Rental Lab. So if you have a rental property, you can, I'm gonna explain you very simple. You can take the rental income that you received from your rental property, prepay your mortgage. So instead of depositing that into into your rental bank account, because most people have a rental account for your rental property, you take that rent income, you prepay your principal residence, your home mortgage, and reborrow the same amount. So we're just making your rent flow through your mortgage. Okay, so when you make it flow and you prepay and you take it from a line of credit and then pay your expenses on your rental property, when you do that, you're accelerating or converting, initially converting the principal residence mortgage into a tax deduction or into an investment loan. And when you do that, you receive tax refunds from the government every year, similar to what you do when you invest into an RSP, that you put money in and you receive a tax refund. Same thing happens when you use this Rental Lab framework, okay? In the internet, it's called cash dumbing, okay? So that's the second part of my optimization chapter eight. You can do it also with basement suites, so what we call here in Canada mortgage helpers. So you can do that with basement suites, and you can do it also with investments, and you can also do it for sole proprietorships, which I call business lab. Okay, so you have those four labs that I explain that people can take advantage to optimize their taxes, so you can take those refunds, prepay your mortgage, reduce the cost of credit, and be debt free sooner rather than later. So we have conversion lab, rental lab, suite lab, and business lab. That's chapter 8. Chapter 9 is a chapter that, since I started doing mortgages, I've advised thousands of people on this, which is you have to have flexibility on penalties, okay? So F is F on the payoff framework. F is flexibility with penalties. What does it mean? You get a mortgage rate up front. You can see it. It's in the mortgage approval. Your payment comes from that calculation on the interest rate, okay? But nobody cares, or nobody pays attention to the back end. That's the front end. When you leave the mortgage, if you don't leave it, or if you pay it off because you need to, move for another job in another city, and for whatever reason you cannot port your mortgage, or you cannot transfer that mortgage, you just need to pay it off in full, okay? Let's say even you won the lottery, or I see my office, sometimes there are divorces, or they're forced to sell the property and pay off the mortgage. There is a penalty that you have to pay because you broke the contract that you signed with the lender. And that penalty could be as low as 3 months interest or as high as 4%. So you, if you're listening to this, you may be on the hook, and it's a good example. Go to the bank just for fun and say, hey, I've got a $500,000 mortgage. If I win the lottery and I pay it off in full today, how much is my penalty? And some of you will get really low penalties, maybe $5,000. Some of you may get $20,000, $25,000. So imagine you are getting a low rate for 3 years and then getting hit with a $25,000 penalty. You just basically handed off a car, a brand new car, to your favorite bank. Why? Because you didn't have a mortgage that was flexible with penalties, or you didn't pay attention to this area. And in my opinion, it's a big profit center for banks, okay? Again, I've talked about this several times. It seems like I am trying to make banks seem that they're not good. Oh, I love banks. Banks are the best. Banks are the best. They provide liquidity. They provide stability to families. They allow you to buy when you don't have all the money. Banks are the best. But at the same time, they are a business, and they need to run like a well-oiled machine, like a profitable business. So in my book, From Debt to Zero, the objective is they can have their share of profits, but you should minimize their profits because you should maximize your net worth. And I think over the long term, that's even better for banks, because from my perspective, when I help a person pay off their mortgage in full, their net worth skyrockets. They now can have whatever savings they had plus $2,000 or $3,000 a month in savings, because that was the payment that they no longer have to pay. So the sooner you can do that, the more money you can save, and your net worth will skyrocket. And when you have a lot of money, guess what? You start thinking a little bit different. Now you go, well, I'm gonna buy a rental property. Maybe help somebody rent for a few years while they can on their own buy. And now you become an investor, and then you use my rental lab framework. You buy an investment property and you get another mortgage. Okay, so the fact that you pay off your mortgage doesn't mean that you're not gonna have debt. You'll have a different kind of debt, a way better debt, because that debt is fully tax deductible, And now you can pay it off really fast. You can also minimize the cost of creating that debt because you have the rental income and now you have your full income to be able to pay it off. Anyways, so I got sidetracked. Penalties. You have to read that chapter, understand the different types of penalties and how, and be strategic on the lender that you choose in order to minimize the penalties. So if something goes wrong, you don't have to hand a brand new car to your favorite financial institution. And so that's F, flexibility with penalties. And the last F in my payoff framework is from debt to zero. So ignore the financial noise. There's so much noise. Bank of Canada updates. It's tiring. All the banks always have every week a different mortgage news. This is happening. This is not happening. And people get confused. When you hear so many things from so many perspectives, no wonder why people don't do anything and they just focus on the mortgage rate. It's just because it's overwhelming. It's too much information. You cannot track all that information in your brain and on top of it, live a normal life and everything else. So you have to ignore the financial noise. And the one thing that you should focus, because if you don't focus in one thing, you're not focusing on anything, should be your LAP number, which is your lowest cost of credit. You implement your MAP, your mortgage analysis plan, you follow the payoff framework, and you see your mortgage reach zero faster, okay? From debt to zero. I hope this clarifies the book. I hope you purchase a copy, and it could be the best investment ever for you because, well, maybe not ever, but an amazing investment because you invest $30 and then if you implement it, you follow what I show in that book, you'll be able to reduce your mortgage. I like to be bold. Let's say you started with a 30-year mortgage and you implemented that book. You bought it, you read it, and you implemented it. And you were able, by following the framework, you're able to reduce it to 20 years, okay? From 30 to 20 only, so just 10 years. Most people say, well, no, not a big deal, but look what happened. On top of the savings, you'll probably, if you're able to do that, you'll probably save a couple of $100,000, depending on the mortgage size. And let's assume that the mortgage payment was merely $2,500 a month, okay, $2,500, okay? And right now, you were able to pay it off in 20 years. From year 20 to year 30, you don't have to make mortgage payments because you basically got the best mortgage ever, which is the one with zero balance, like I show in my book. And from those 10 years, multiply 2,500 times 12. That is $30,000 a year, okay? That you could just put into a savings account, okay? And $30,000 a year over 10 years is $300,000. So you, besides the couple of $100,000 that you saved, you have an additional $300,000, even at 0%, even at no investment, your family has that money. And now everything changes. Now you feel better. Now the stress comes down. Now you can think about giving your kids a better education. Now you can think about having, more gadgets or property or trips or whatever makes. Now you could find your life to be more enjoyable, all because you just purchased a $30 book. That's the power of books, by the way. Anyways, this is Camilo Rodriguez. I've been doing mortgages for 2 decades, going into my third one. The third one is going to be possibly the best type in my career. I am the past president of the Canadian Mortgage Broker Association, BC. I wrote the book, From Debt to Zero, the proven mortgage payoff framework for building wealth. And I would love to help you grow your net worth to the maximum possible. Let's all do it together. Thank you very much, and we'll see you very soon.